나 거기 누가 타달려 줘야지. 나 타르바세지 두고거래지. 타르바마토바이나 다기디나 코왈레 깨반 누가 일하시지. 지산 타르바토고거래. 타르바토발라 타르바두니기 삼바디 깨고거래지. 지사다 타르바두니기 삼바디 깨와라 안에 가르고세네. 코왈레 야균 코위기 쳐라 야균 통하지. 안에 코왈레 타르두기 삼바디 깨와이나 디노 타르바토부두세 비디바디 깨두고거래. 디인장은 코왈레 균 통고래지. 나 코왈레 균 삼나다도 그네 땅으로스니다. 야와 이다 준조 디슬리아 깨와는데 아니 지 깨와인데 동화 여바디기 파삼 다디기싱 기부 중요 남유리 베냐가서 시에시 안디 마제다 야와 이다 준조라 차시 하다 밀리아 깨바이네야 안 동화 묘마르 베스네 동화 요리스 진짜 밀리 깨바이네 동화 다지 기위 동화 가위 동화 나위 동화 치위 동화 세하다 어디네게 동화 빠도메 봐 요리야 세야디 다 계생아도 ndi kor xie xie, anna dunga ndi xie, da dine dunga ya da dele tar duke samba, dele tar gugudu, dele tar be tar ba to gugudu san bige samba da jang gugure ya xie di kisi, da nga zui di kor, na mi li ya dunga yong ta yi kor, di jing anzu kisi, di xie sa xie.
Good evening. So we've been looking for a couple of months now at the situation within samsara and how to come to understand our actual experiences here. And we're looking at it in the context of what the suffering, the nature of cyclic existence, and we've come to see how it is pervaded by suffering. And this is an important topic to reflect on. Because in order to attain a state that is completely freed of suffering, which is our innermost desire, in order to achieve such a state, we have to strive for it. And in order to strive to achieve it, strive in the sense of with all our determination, we have to understand our current situation. In order to, and through recognizing our current situation, we will then strive to be freed of it. So this comes about through reflecting with clarity on the situation that is samsara. And this starts with, as we looked at in February, in the context of the practitioner of initial capacity, the trainings in accordance with the practitioner of initial capacity. One looks at the suffering experiences that that beings are experiencing now in the lower realms. And then if one, though, were to think, well, in the rebirths as a human or God, that's okay. Suffering's not so bad. This is a mistake, and this is what we've been looking at now for the last couple of months, looking in detail at the suffering experiences in the human realm. We've looked at the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death, the suffering of meeting the unwanted, the suffering of being separated from the wanted, and the suffering of not getting what one wants despite striving for it, and lastly, the suffering of having the five contaminated aggregates. In this way, through these reflections, we come to see how cyclic existence is pervaded by suffering. Whatever one experiences in samsara, wherever one is born within samsara, as long as one is a samsaric being, one suffers. Thinking like this, then, leads to a determination to be freed from the sufferings of cyclic existence, because we have seen with perfect clarity the faults of samsara. And this determination isn't to be free only from the very obvious sufferings, but the subtle sufferings, the pervasive sufferings.
And
today we continue on page 30 with the sufferings of those that are born as a god.
那次的他们因他们因你是驴接着了所有东方信徒，那那做不了马的意思。In
the first line, in the realm of the demigods, beings suffer from constant fighting, killing, and wounding each other.
那我说，知道他这个建筑了这样的迷障，他们因是怎么结果的？知道他们因写的啊？ ตาพระองค์นั้นเราจึงได้ช่วยเหลือชี้สรจึงได้ปฏิบัติแล้วก็ทําไม่เห็นสิ่งที่อันทายามไม่เป็นเมียไม่เป็นภาษาที่ชาวว่าได้ในทําไม่เห็นสิ่งที่ก็เลยจึงได้นิยุกตาตักทําไม่เห็นเสียที่ดุบิกิท่านอะไรอ่ะใส่คงรู้เสียก็เลยเนี่ยนั้นชุมคาเช่นนั้นก็ทําไม่เห็นเสียที่ดุบิกิท่านอะไรอ่ะใส่คงรู้เสียก็เลยเนี่ยนั้นชุมคาเช่นนั้นก็ทําไม่เห็นเสียที่ดุบิกิท่านอะไรอ่ะใส่คงรู้เสียก็เลยเนี่ยนั้นชุมคาเช่นนั้นก็ทําไม่เห็นเ
Demigods are included within the god realm, so their situation is better than that of humans, but not that as good as of the gods in the desire realm. So they're somewhere in between, and so the demigods are only found within the desire realm. And the gods here in the desire realm are generally divided into two: that of demigods and gods. However, some texts actually say that there are only one type of god or class of god within the desire realm, and those that are called demigods are actually to be found within the animal realm. So some texts classify it in this way. But however one classifies these beings, here we look at their experiences, their suffering experiences.
Anjidang dungai dunga saya dan juru dunga saya coba tuju dunga saya di mana milu ya bana ni cikbar korang lah tu yang gore. Jadi ane dia le ya kari yang gore saya di ne. Tapi ne korang tuju ada dia le ya. Hama yang saya di be cikai hada yang tu mah capci. Mah capdu dia ne gang baca ya dan lak baca ya dan ane cikai supol mah saya dan dia ne cahaya tu dan nasi show tu gang mau lagi roh. Jadi hama yang la lu cecegi dunga sin tu.
Demigods, just like humans, suffer from the threefold division of suffering: the suffering of manifest physical and mental pain, the suffering of transitory happiness, and the all pervasive suffering. But the particular sufferings that exemplify this the experiences of demigods is their near constant battle warfare with the gods. So they nearly constantly engage in warfare with gods, and from this they suffer immeasurably, as we see in our text. Fighting, killing, and wounding each other.
Kondo Gangba Lava Jeva Nishing Marasido, Yanja, Yanja Su Gangba Lava Jianja Suji, and would see the Kiligilician. Tisan Shig Maras, Tisan that Nipaji Matapara de la Nasa Papu Gangam Gurma. That she had the Goche Shavan Shigis, Laman, the Yokoche and Madish, that Mad Tubuja Gangba Lava Kazina, she wanted me in the Gangba Lava Jia that in the Chen Kiava Java, and then she a Yungurva. 那我就刚把借把他老把借把都借不赢呢我洗个马的是现在那是保住没把给你呢军队部马扎把都用过拆给我那国建的马都洗马的是是的那个送的话国建的洗给的是国马建的那老把他刚把借把他就把借把他可能没水分呢的那个是洗马的是
Whilst there certainly is warfare in our human realm, there are some noticeable differences between the warfare in the human realms and the god realms. One being the near constant warfare between the demigods and the gods. But also, a particular difference is that gods do not easily die, or the demigods do not easily die. They heal from their wounds. And therefore, they continue to suffer. They stay in this rebirth, continuing to fight, to be gravely injured, heal, fight again, gravely injured, and heal. And this process just continues with experiences of immeasurable suffering. In fact, the only way they can die in warfare is if they are decapitated. But if their other limbs are severed or they're gravely wounded, they heal from this. So this is another way that the experiences of the demigods differs from humans. And in this way, too, their suffering of constant battle is prolonged in this realm.
Just like our own experiences in the human realms, the desire realm gods suffer from the afflictions. They experience the manifest suffering of physical and mental pain through the arisal of attachment and anger and the other afflictions, and thereby, through the arisal of afflictions, they create problems for each other. And these the presence of afflictions cause them to suffer too. So they don't live in harmony with each other. The arisal of afflictions, just like with us, cause them to suffer, and ensure when they act on the impulse of the afflictions, cause others to suffer. So just like with us. And moreover, being born due to in an uncontrolled manner, due to the power of contaminated karma accumulated due to the afflictions, just like us, their afflictions are in the very nature of suffering. Their aggregates are in the very nature of the afflictions. The aggregates can be called appropriated aggregates, contaminated aggregates, suffering aggregates. And thereby, their experience is in the very nature of suffering. The purpose of thinking, of reflecting on these, on an unseen realm such as that of the demigods, is to further deepen our understanding that there is nothing worthy of longing for within samsara. There's no outcome worthy of us longing for it, as long as it remains within the realms of samsara. And this needs to be cultivated deeply within us to give rise to a genuine and lasting disenchantment with samsara. A disenchantment where we come to see truly there is nothing worthy of striving for as long as it remains bound within samsara. So this is why we continue to reflect on the sufferings, including in the realms that are unseen to us.
Jidang 충화로와 니네 차바 뒤지기 동화도 요하다 인다 동화 충화 충화 용거로와다 지바로와다 지단하다 등 삼매인들 동화진들 요하세대 고 지단의 기시고로와 삼매인 날에 아주 민날에 매미하고 내지게 잠니제 냠내제 등에제 신의 죽 냠내제 여반하신다 삼매인 날에 근데 용거를 냠냠바 최제가 뭐 약보 용거로와
It should be mentioned that we're talking about the general sufferings of the beings in the demigod realm. This isn't pervasive that all of them experience everything that is presented in the text, because there are those who have been born in this realm who have good imprints from Dharma practice. Just like, for example, in the human realm, we looked at the eightfold division of suffering, the threefold division of suffering, and whilst all human beings, all ordinary human beings suffer from in these ways, there is degrees to the magnitude of the varying sufferings. For example, those who are striving to cultivate the minds of the Dharma and having some success, perhaps they've cultivated calm abiding, generated love, compassion, even bodhicitta, they're still a human being. So they suffer from all pervasive suffering. So they do still suffer. The aggregates are still appropriated aggregates, suffering aggregates, but their degree of suffering is far less than the average human being or the common experience of human beings. So similarly, in the demigod realm, there is a gradient of suffering. Not every being is the same. Some have imprints of practicing the Dharma, some are Dharma practitioners. But what's presented in the text is the general experience. The desire realm gods are divided into two, those of the demigods and those of the gods. There are further gods within samsara, those gods that are not of the desire realm, but are of the form realm and the formless realm. Those, the desire realm gods, they suffer from the same threefold division of suffering as humans. The suffering of physical and mental manifest pain, the suffering of transient pleasure, and the suffering of all-pervasive conditioning. So they do experience these sufferings too, but compared to humans, they've got particular characteristics which are far greater than what we have. For example, their lifespan, as well as the comfort and abundance of their material resources.
And in this situation, Dubi, Dela Namlani, Chidi Ngay Simbana, Nyevi Dungali, Chivi Dungadang, Bao Gongwadang, Nyevi Dribaso, Dunga Bodomeva Yus.
Whilst the gods in the desire realm have a far longer life than humans and far a greater abundance and quality of material resources, they suffer in ways that we do not. And this is then referred to in our text. Above that, in the realm of the desire gods, when the five signs of oncoming death manifests, the beings suffer more than do the hell denizens. As their splendor fades and they are shunned by the other gods, they know boundless mental anguish.
지난 뒤별 하디길래 지난 아니 넘균네 코로나서 아니 지게 코로나서 사야 통에 빼네 코로나서 그 튕기에 사 되사래 되니까 사제디게 장마당 아니 세정보당 아니 튕게 야고에 되게 시작으로 와 이내다 안 가르기 열었으네 등화다 되네 가르등화 용고를 다 시로시리 你 七月大三周期爱用过的也来的七月大三啊，实际上七月大三啊，开始用过的是南部的了，俺那所属的苏北地区把旧金，租宁波桥了，经过所属的，但那南部那里啊，可能苏北地区把也过长嘛，年久也为呢，大概过过十几年时，比个七月个大三年就搞不了，那西月个大的来的，俺那家里个是呢，苏北地区把有个啥说的。 대신님께
Gods have these, the Zarian gods have these long lives where they have tremendous comfort. They want for nothing. Their conditions are comfortable. They have abundance of food and very comfortable living experiences or living conditions. But then when their time of death approaches, then there are signs of their impending death. And these signs cause tremendous anguish. So the first of the signs is that their body changes hue. It's the color of their body becomes unattractive. And this is the first time they would have ever experienced something like this in their life, experienced it in terms of themselves. But they know what it means. They know their death is approaching. And this causes them incredible mental anguish and anxiety that we as humans can't even comprehend. And this is what our text refers to. When the five signs of oncoming death manifests, the beings suffer more than do the hell denizens.
Na jigli karim worsene dene so so ge dyesa te kelya ane jigi delya dyeni marwa delya ane gawo me ba chage resere da garsen garjen gawo me chage worsen de den digi ningwa ro zogwa ro cha ro gunji ro dene za da delya jig mi de ba ge che delya ane dyeni marwa ba cha delya jig
The first sign of impending death was that their bodies turn into an unattractive color. The second is that their home of great luxury that they've lived in for so long now no longer satisfies them because it becomes uncomfortable. Their home becomes somewhere unpleasant for them to live. And this too then is something they've never experienced themselves, and they know what this means. They know that this is a sign of impending death. Perhaps how we can relate to this, because this of course is all unseen to us, is if we think of those who are very attractive. When they age and they lose their youthful good looks and any benefits that came from this, then this causes them to, it causes great mental anguish when they no longer look the way that they used to. And also in terms, so that would be the first of, relating to the first of the five, and then the second
If we have a beautiful home, somewhere quite luxurious, and then something happens and it becomes filthy and unlivable, this too would cause us great anguish. And that's without even these being signs of impending death. So we can thereby impute how intense the suffering is for gods. And thirdly, the third sign of impending death is that the flower garlands they usually wear and decorate themselves, these for the first time start to wilt. And so this then too impacts on their perceived beauty, and what makes the suffering so profound is that they know that this is a further sign of their impending death. And fourthly, for the first time, their clothing starts to smell. God's living in, with this abundance of comfort, now experiencing an unpleasant odor for the very first time. And not only are they experiencing this unpleasant odor, being now the fourth of the five signs of impending death, their friends want nothing to do with them. They understand these signs too. And they are also repulsed by what they are seeing. And they abandon their lifelong companion. And the fifth sign of impending death is that not only does their clothing start to smell, but their body sweats and smells too. And again, they haven't any experience of unpleasant odor, and now they themselves are sweating and smelling. And this, again, is a clear sign of their impending death. So here, with their death approaching, having certainty of their approaching death, they are having to suffer this all alone. They have been deserted by their lifelong friends. Their home is no longer a place of comfort and joy. Their ornaments that they beautified their body, these have wilted and died. Their clothing that was so beautiful and soft to touch, this now also smells, as does their body and their body's color. The body has lost its luster that it had throughout their life. So here, everything that they value, their body, their material comforts, all are degenerating. And they're having to experience the loss of all that they value, as well as their impending death, alone. We can liken this a bit to those who are seriously ill with COVID. And they are having to lie perhaps in a hospital bed, worrying, anxious, and alone, surrounded by caring medical professionals, but who are dressed in these protective clothing that keeps them emotionally distant from the patient. And they're suffering there alone. So this is the closest that we can come to understand the sufferings that the gods go through. But this is something that they have no direct experience of. And hence, it's said to be even greater than the suffering experienced by beings in the hell realms.
Here, experiencing the loss of their magnificent bodies, the loss of their magnificent home, and not just the loss, but the degeneration, the fading, the rotting of it before their eyes. Then with not only do they experience this, but through their clairvoyance, they see that when their impending death comes, they see with their clairvoyance where they'll be born in their next life. And if that is in the lower realms, they are aware, they can see the conditions they will be born into. And that is nothing that has been ever experienced at all in their lives. And they suddenly see that what's fading around them now, what's rotting around them now in terms of their home and their possessions and their body, is nothing compared to what they're about to face. And hence, their suffering is said to be even worse than those in the hell realms. Just like in the God realms are in some ways some similar characteristics to our human realms. Some gods, with a huge store of virtue behind them, have incredible luxury. Others, whilst gods, and have incredible luxury compared to us, have nothing compared to others. So this is similar to our human realm, where some live in tremendous opulence, others live in great squalor. And the result of this is those gods who live ordinary celestial existence, they look at those with great magnificence, and they feel dispirited,
They have a low sense of self-worth. They look at what others have, and they do not and cannot have. And this leaves them feeling weak-minded, downcast, their spirits low. And this is similar to what is experienced in our human realm as well. But this adds to the suffering that is experienced there, despite, nevertheless, the good conditions they have relative to us. But to those that they compare themselves to, they have nothing. And this eats them inside. There's also a difference in terms of power that gods have. Some have more, some have less. And those that have more, they utilize this power without care for the impact on others. For example, evicting those from those with less power from their home, taking their homes, adding it to theirs, and chasing the other gods away. So they also have problems such as these. So what we see here is that some of the sufferings of the God realm, experienced in the God realms, are very similar to what we have here. So we heard about warfare, we heard about abuse of power, we heard about longing for what one cannot have. And this is very similar to our experiences in the human realm. We may be fortunate to not experience warfare, but we certainly experience conflict. And we also have experiences of those with power taking advantage of, abusing, pushing around those without power. We also have experience of the suffering that comes from longing for what we can't have. So these sufferings we can relate to, and these are also experienced even by gods. The point of this reflection is if we look at the desire realm and we think who has it best, it's very easy to long and for, oh, well, if only I had a better condition like some others do. And certainly here, one would think of gods, because when we think of the experiences of gods, we think, oh, everything's so fantastic, so much better than I have. But this is just because we're not thinking about it clearly. If we think about it clearly in the way that it's been presented here, we see that behind the facade of outer magnificence, that situation too is pervaded by suffering. And a situation pervaded by suffering is not worthy of striving for. It's nothing worthy of longing for. This we need to recognize, because we need to break this mistaken thought that there is pleasure to be found in samsara. There's pleasure worthy of longing for, striving for in samsara. And through this resulting disenchantment with samsara, we will be ready to generate a sincere wish for liberation from cyclic existence.
Ami debe la de kile ya ji jam ni je cha ju sem go mya da mi jong go mya da lam nyam ne chi ge de ni ge nya yo ru da da de ni ge yo ba konsol ya de ni ge nyam ne chi ge de ge yo ba na de ni ge debe la de kile chi de po ba ne du ma ji ze ye ngum ba ro konsol ka sam go sun konsol ge lam nyam ne chi ge yo ba da te mi da ba re ji na yu ho chu gu re sem bi ge mi da bi nam sha ta yu ho chu bi nam sha de ma ma ju ba sam ta ye du 지대법하는 어디 믿다 바래 유월 후보를 지난 해다 년몽이 제부세 되는 시마도 영화 연말에 삼주 건축이 니곰 삼당에도 건설의 지대법하나 니지기라 셈리아 강아 동아디 용구 유마로하다 아 저기 집바로 와서 밀리네 아 저기 다음에 남자다 남냠린 제한다 잠니제 냠린 제한 집에다 소설이야 동아당까지 강아까지 채비네 안 되게 동릉이 삼당 대 냠린 제도 소설이야 동아 마야와다 안 저기 로 보고 니부심부지야다 용구로 아디나신 집바라 콘소이네 남냠린 제다 다음에 받아 미다베 남자 냠린 제 하고 언디게네 안 되게 지대 보야다 되네 강아 채어도 안 되게 이제 미다바리 된 유일한 자리 닝보여 말에 선비게 코발에 닝보메 와 삼다 고모도 되네게 대시 사실 만나신 깔레 체관하신다 군소 강가 용고 말와
Just to be clear, it's good to point out again that this presentation is the general presentation on the experiences of desire realm gods. This is the experience of almost all desire realm gods. Just like previously when we looked at the sufferings of the human human realm, that is the experience of almost all humans. And there are exceptions. And those exceptions, though, are those who have generated paths of the Dharma in their continuum. Those who have meditated on definite emergence, love, compassion, generated even bodhicitta. Whilst they may be born in a God realm, they will not suffer to this extent. They will not suffer necessarily in these ways. They will have come to understand, for example, subtle impermanence. They may have a realization of emptiness. And therefore they know that samsara has no essence. They know that all that is around them and what arises in their mind is nothing worthy to be attached to desire here. They are rather striving for a greater goal. And this is then similar in our human realm. We've looked at the sufferings of humans, we've reflected on that, but doesn't mean every human suffers in that way. Bodhisattvas, who are human beings, do not suffer in the same way as human beings who are not bodhisattvas. Those who have a realization of emptiness, those who have a realization of subtle impermanence, their suffering is greatly reduced while still being a human. So this is important to be clear on.
That in it, that on the debut, that come gomagil halia, sudan, sumigil satikil kevena, that the solid dunga meva jibu rivers and the sue marriage, but the lead on your mom won't get come gomil halikeven dunga your heller. That got your resina, that come gomigil halia, come gomigi, and so ye, so yella, dunga you dunga wundu you are mejang, and sometimes sumba manchella, and you dunga dung, you dunga your head. 다 가려요 말씀에 먼저 둥어에 둥어 세야 돼요 말이에요. 감공미기 소소기 원리 내야 돼요. 파발면 둥어에 둥어 세요 말이에요. 아니 가려요 말씀에 유에 둥어 요래 잡아 주시 둥어 요래 전에
Samsara when divided is usually divided into three realms: the desire realm, the form realm, and formless realm. So we've looked at the experiences of the demigods and gods within the desire realm. So then if one wonders, so what are the experiences of the gods in the form and the formless realms? Well, they too suffer. Why? They take uncontrolled rebirth, bound in samsara, due to their contaminated karma accumulated by their own afflicted minds. Therefore, their aggregates are in the nature of suffering. So here then, we can understand immediately that all gods in the form and formless realm will suffer from at least pervasive suffering. But let's then turn to the text. Still higher in samsara are the gods of the form and formless realms. And although they do not experience the suffering of immediate pain, Those of the first three levels have the suffering of transient pleasure. So, what we have here is the suffering of immediate pain refers to the first of the three types of suffering, that of physical and mental pain. So the gods in the form and formless realm do not experience that, but they do experience the second two types of suffering, that of the suffering of transient pleasure and that of the suffering of all-pervasive condition. Within our desire realm, in these six divisions of going from the hells to the spirits, to the animals, to humans, demigods and gods, all of us here in the desire realm suffer from the threefold division of suffering, that of physical and mental pain, the suffering of transient pleasure, and all-pervasive suffering. When we go to the form and formless realm, it's a little different. So if we look at the experience of form realm gods, so the form realm has has four concentrations, four divisions. And so if we look at the experiences of form realm gods, but only those who are ordinary gods, ordinary beings, not Arya beings there, those born in the first three of the four concentrations, the lower three of the four, they don't suffer from the first of the threefold division, that of physical and mental pain, but they experience the second two types of suffering, that of transient happiness and all-pervasive suffering. So of the four divisions within the form realm, those ordinary gods, the ordinary beings who are gods on those first three concentrations, they experience the suffering of transient pleasure in that they still have the mental factor or the consciousness of feeling and the feeling of pleasure or the feeling of happiness, and therefore they experience the second of the threefold division, and they also experience the third of the threefold division of suffering, that of all pervasive suffering, because the aggregates are in the nature of suffering. The aggregates are contaminated aggregates, and therefore they suffer the third type of suffering as well. And on those same first three, the lower three of the four levels of the form realm, where there are Arya beings, the gods who are Arya beings, they, not being liberated, will still suffer from all the third type of suffering, all pervasive conditioning, but they will not have the second type of suffering, that of transient pleasure.
That's something Shiba said. 폴믹 안에 군에 사왔다비기 동할리 마디 두베 코와 지제에게 동아 지난 방비 탈비 고파 지내 양토발 자고 소세 지자다 삼든 시바다 대원 마진 삼든 시바다 수미베 감소니 안에 가서 차와 뒤지게 동아 폼이 군에 차왔다비 동안래 마디에 봐 마디에 마디에 두비 어느 코와 지체되게 동안 남 내방비에 탈비에 고방 지내야 토바자 그래서 세다 나든 더 디바도 오버다
Those gods who are on the fourth or the highest of the four concentrations in the form realm, as well as all those in the formless realm, they only experience the third type of suffering. They only have the third type of suffering, that of all pervasive conditioning. They don't have the first two. And that's the text refers to here. Mm-hmm. And those on the fourth level of the formless, those on the fourth level and of the formless levels, must endure all pervasive suffering, which is likened to an unruptured boil. Think about these general and specific sufferings of the various realms of samsara, and then strive in every possible way to attain nirvana, that is liberation from them all.
Soa dunga me, the dunga dunga merwa. That soa dewa yomarwa, soa dewa mebanza, and a gyu dunga yomar. That was a gyu dunga sashi, soa dewa tva, gyurugurwa, dinish hurwa, dinisa, gyu dunga yomar, soa tanyum janjareje. Something she bought to sumibakasa to soa tanyum janjarez.
The reason that the gods at these levels do not experience the second type of suffering, that of transient pleasure, is because they do not have the consciousness, that is, the feeling of pleasure. They only have the consciousness of feeling of equanimity, or the neutral feeling. That is the only feeling that they have. And this is not being a neutral feeling, it is not the feeling of happiness. Therefore, they do not experience the suffering of transient pleasure.
But
they do suffer from the third type of suffering, that of all pervasive suffering. And this is something, a suffering that is shared by all beings, all ordinary beings within samsara, all beings who are still within samsara, who are bound within samsara, because they have appropriated aggregates, suffering aggregates. And that is the basis of suffering, and therefore they have this basis of suffering, the third of the threefold division of suffering. So, moreover though, they do still have afflicted minds, but not anger. They don't have any anger. Anger is suppressed. It's not eradicated, it's suppressed. But they do have other afflictions, such as attachments. However, they do not accumulate any non-virtue.
나디니 삼다이디 나가지게 두신다 나가지게 되비 감지 수감지 수매 감지 지산디 먼저 개월 연세 되라 레다뉴 뭐 개월 연세 디수 맞아요 말해 지산다 수도 수매나 되비 감디니 개월 연반다 다 제다 레다뉴 뭐 온게 개월 레 년친체라 다 가호 있나다 차와 두지 동화도 여여 말해 지산 차와 두지 동화도 여여 봐서 다 간제 레 차와 두지 빈 수감당 수미 베 간사 디겔야 동화 동화 규의 동화 요 말데 이네 차와 두지 동화 요 레다 녀모 온 지구 풍보 되어 봐래 지산 풍보 되어 봐서 랑화 요 말에 지산 랑화 메 봐서 거서 같이 두기 이나 그지 시기에 봐나 신의 가와 두기면 다 지구 랑화 차가 말아 지산 랑화 요 말에 시 지산 메 봐서 거 차와 두지 동화 되어 돼 봐래 지산 다 컴숨 가도 깨 봐 있나 동화 예 랑심 마도 딜레 타야지 민도 지산 다 가르치고 두었으나 딜레 타고 우두 지산 데 타야라 가르치고 두었으나 코와 딜레 타나 탈바세 토부도 탈바세 토바 있나 되네 둥아세아디 자와 둥아 규리 둥아다 차바 주 둥아 규리 둥아 다 둥아세 릭스 자와기네 하민도 지산 둥아기 규사번에 기네 하민도 지산 탈바디 마선나 탑민도 지산 타보다 토부도 선베게다 타보도 이게 삼기하와디 슈캬고래 지레 지산 근데 냐위 둥아 미 둥아 리 둥아 캄고메게다 차와 주 둥아 삼다네 네 삼다여도 안 되네 Dele de Matan Tabinu, Samje, Dele Tabida, Tarba Toku, Samje Lucine, Tarba Toki, Deni Dumbalia, Sam Dango, is it?
Going through all these meditations, one comes to see that wherever one is born within the three realms, within the six subdivisions of the desire realm, or any of the classifications within the form realm or the formless realm, as long as one takes rebirth, due to our contaminated karma accumulated due to our afflictions, we will be being born without freedom, without choice. And therefore, wherever we're born, our aggregates, our physical and mental aggregates, will be in the nature of suffering. They'll be contaminated aggregates. Only place where freedom is experienced is beyond samsara. In samsara, one is always chained, one is always bound within samsara. Freedom is the breaking of those chains and the achievement of liberation, of nirvana. This is where no suffering will be experienced. And not only will no suffering be experienced, it will never be experienced again. That is freedom from suffering. So reflecting in all these ways, first one gives rise to a disenchantment with samsara, seeing that it has no essence, seeing that there's nothing to long for within samsara. And thereby, one gives rise to a strong wish to strive for liberation, for freedom.
An chawa duji dunga yo bare. Chisa, ta dili ya rig mungu yor kashi nami pape kansa chue nyamne jiga yakbo rungu re. Kashi niya dili ya ane jige kye chane jige nyema ki ta sosu ki tse dili ya suenam masa. Ta kiawa ngama ki suenam saapi ki dribu chasa min chara che. Ta kiawa ngama ki suenam saapi suenam ki dribu chasa min chara che. Ta maminba di gara la yor se ne 제왕아마 미개와 제시비기 니기 제부 동아 녀야 지미야데 제부데 라데요 바다 수캄네 제디게 파베 가자 최 냠네 제간데도 약보로 바다 디디 메겐데 소소기보다 가시다 가르치고 왔으네 제왕아마 그 쇠놈 사시비 제부디 차상 예니 로주고다 제부디 민고래 다 가르 민고와 말스네 제왕아마 미개와 지비기 미개외 제부 동아디게 콘들 민고와 말다다 다디 제부디 미야 하되야데 나네 기위 지부스다 민차완자 다 미게 지부디 미야하데바다 다코 세데레 게쇼 야고체 선남 사메바이나 다디마 베 시조데 카와키르스네 마 나손 마키르고라 나손 게데 다디 냐마기 디피 사시베 지부스다 용과자고 지다 코 차와 두지 두어 여봐서 코 랑화 여 말에 미니 나선 기도 그래 코 차와 두지 두어 여봐서 풍보들 랑화 매봐 아니 말게 레기 제보 바차 뉴바데 사번데 여봐서 랑화 매봐 시도 그래 랑화 매봐 시네 나선 마 끼지네 아니 냐와다 되네게 두어 바고 매봐 용과 차고 그래 제가 숨매가 할라 깨나 땅을 주에 어다 숨매 할라 깨데 배워버려 녀모바 가서 Kondo kya mindu, chin diba saba saadu saya mindu, sanbi ki dine ki yoro wada, chita yakwa mbi ngayba yon barakas ne, ta pakwa ki zum yene kye che, lam nyamlen che, gom nyamlen che yakwa che tu na da, yakwa re, de matu bayi na, kya wang ama yu suyana mi chata mi, ta dikbi dibu di ma mimba che, di zogordo di mani, ta dunga nyongwa chata chayro. Jadi bangku bangja saya di sini pada cerita sah saja, ini jeli alu cik jeli bangku bangja saya di sini baca kedua ini, oh dia baca kore.
For the gods born in the form realm, if they are an Arya being, then it's a good rebirth, it's a good place for them to be reborn. But for those who are not Aryas, they have been born there solely due to the power of their contaminated virtue. And that takes a lot of virtue to be reborn in a form realm god. And in that life, they consume vast stores of previously accumulated positive karma, which means when the time to die comes and they see their approaching death, it's much more likely to be in the low realms because of their having consumed so much virtue that on their continuum, primarily, there's only non-virtue left to be experienced, and thereby the next rebirth is much more probable to be in the lower realms. Then, when they die without control, they're likely to be born in the suffering lower realms. This too needs to be, we need to be clear on this, because it's important that we abandon any notion that there is somewhere worthy of hoping to be born in samsara, or a samsaric experience to be seen as pleasurable, as desirable. This we need to abandon, including rebirth in the god realms.
Now, something depending on kam gomaliya jewa limba la, mazu shine toku gure. Tengarang zu shine matum na jewa chima kam gomaliya jewa liya yomale. Shinye topche, ne shinye topcha yu che la, ane garche korasi ne, anzu dubi nyummo di ngonjuwa di bangu ore, ngonjuwa pa chom che, jiko ngonshi kaso re, dachi lanyang gom jeb che, anzu dubi nyummo ngonjuwa nyembo ten che, ngonjuwa di bangu bangu ore, da sabo na jeba bangu yo mara, zawa kini kiya meba suyo bangu bangu ore, dubi nyummo anzu bangu tang di le ngonjuwa bangu siya tang, Sabona Jeba Bang said, Bang Tang Ribbon, you were. Tang also Lam Yamlin, the Dame about Topi, Dame to be Shiro Comche, Mazu Divinum Bangu, Divinum Sabona Jeba Bangore, Sabona Jibian Jaki and Mavasugore. Diantic Dame about Tom ever in the Anzu Shinidu Top Tavichelia, Dine Antic, Dubal Pagin Da, Dele Thalia, and Yahoo do some Jedinigal Thalia, Dubal Dine Thalia, Giu Yahoo do some da. Tushin and Gomchi, Dinigi somebody Rikmoboyavaza, Dinigi Kiawachima, that come Gomalaya, Girukore, Kamoma, Kamkomalaya, Kashene Sugla, Santa Tambakia Ungre, says the Sosugi, Debi Nyomo Tam Panche, Santa Dangbigi, Nyomo de Mapambaina, and another to Kiawachima Kawakisine, that day Santa Tambosa Kiyomore.
To attain rebirth in the higher realms of form and formless realm, one requires the cultivation of calm abiding. The cultivation of calm abiding serves to suppress the afflictions of the desire realm. So the desire realm afflictions, when one has cultivated actual karma abiding, that's the strength of the mind of karma abiding suppresses the desire realm afflictions. But here it must be clearly understood, whilst one will not experience the desire realm afflictions, they have not been at all eliminated. They haven't even been reduced. They've been suppressed. It's the wisdom directly realizing emptiness that is what eliminates the afflictions together with their seeds, and thereby leaving nothing further to remain. The cultivation of calm abiding suppresses the desire realm afflictions, but doesn't even reduce them. And then, should one die, when one has suppressed the desire realm afflictions, one is going to then be likely to be reborn in the first concentration. It's there, it's the first concentration's level of afflictions that are still to be suppressed by karma abiding. The karma abiding hasn't been developed to that level yet. And that would indicate that one is likely to be born there in one's future life. Furthermore, through the attainment of karma abiding and its resulting bliss, one may desire to attain ever more higher forms of karma abiding, stronger forms perhaps of karma abiding, greater forms of bliss, and thereby desire to move up through the various levels of the form realm, trying to attain ever greater pleasures. So this may well happen, but a key point here is that to attain rebirth in the higher realms of the form and formless realm, karma abiding must be achieved, and that karma abiding suppresses the level of afflictions that practitioner is on, but only suppresses them, does not even reduce them. The formless realm. The formless realm is thus called because there is no form. So beings who take rebirth in the formless realm do not have five aggregates, but only four. Because there is no form, they have no form aggregate. And this is the case throughout all the divisions within the formless realm. And therefore, bodhisattvas never are born in the formless realm, because there is no form there. If there's no form, there is going to be no Dharma, because Dharma means there will be Dharma teachings. Teachings, sound is form. Sound is form. So therefore, bodhisattvas who only take rebirth where there is benefit, where there's benefit to sentient beings, will not be born in the formless realm, because they cannot teach or receive teachings. In the formless realm, beings who are born there only have a primary consciousness. There is no form aggregates there. Hence, bodhisattvas do not take rebirth in any of the divisions of the formless realm.
That zoom may be Gansala, Pope Gansai Mur, Pope. That is you want to get Nyente Papa than Ranja Power, Nyente Power, Nyente Papa Rocher, Jesu Papa Yungurwa, in a Lam Yemle Jesu, and a Lam Yemle Jay Yungur in a cross the Yamagi, Lam Yemle Jay, the Duba, Duba, and Tisulia, Church, Yemle Lam Gule, in the Jawaja, in the Kiwalendi Yorwa, and Jesu that cross the inni, the Gomra Japje, the Niki Yun Madushin. Chalai
Arya Bodhisattvas are not born in the formless realm. Doesn't mean that no Arya beings are born in the formless realm. Heroes and solitary realizers may well be born there. For example, those which are foe destroyers will be born there. Or those which are not foe destroyers but are Arya beings will be born there. And they will progress to the level of foe destroyer through their own meditation in the formless realm. They do not then need to receive further teachings, nor do they have the wish to teach. They have the wish to attain liberation from cyclic existence. So therefore, for them to be born in a realm where they can deepen their meditation solely, and there are already Arya beings, is suitable for or desirable for Arya hearers and Arya solitary realizers. So they may well be born in the formless realm.
Ne dhyabha jya, dhyabha lhadhan mil jya na, dhanga zu jyawa lhe dhan nyumma onge jyawa lhenpa yinna, ta jyawa lhenpi ki tiendi yakshu, dhanga zu ki mii tiendi, ta yakshu lhe chede. Ta yakshu saadi karchi gorsi na, dhanga zu chue nyamlin chaya le yakshu lhe chede. Chasna ta zu mebi ki tiendi jyabha yinna, ta kodho yinna chue shiya da nyame, ta dhanga zu ki tiendi, dhyabha tiendi, ta dhyabha lhadhan, dhanga chaya yinna, dhanga zu ki dhyabha ki mii tiendi ta chue nyamlin chaya le Yakshu de res, Peshu, Chishu de res, Chisang, Nazuki, Dubil Hadan, Sugil Halaya, Chu Yamlinche, Yordi, in a career sinem, Beneng Yung, Chanju Sem, Don Yu to be sheriff, Yamlinche Yungore, Jamni Jeta, Passion to be Yamlinche Yungore, and a Karim Gomarasine, Magin Yamlin, Kirim Nazorim Yamlinche, Salia Yamlinche Yomare, Chisanti, Kirim Nazorim, Nan Yamlinche, Nazu Dubigi, me Lutin Della, Yamlinche, your regime, Chisata.
Three realms and all their subdivisions, the very, very best place of rebirth is in the human realm, not in any other god realms, but in the human realm. So whilst some god realms certainly are a desirable place of rebirth for those who are striving to spiritually develop, human realm is still better. And this is because in the form realms, one can train in love and compassion and develop bodhicitta and train in the six perfections. So this makes a possible a rebirth in the form realm as possibly a good rebirth, but it's still not the best rebirth. And the reason that a human rebirth is superior is because not only here can we train our minds in depth in emergence, bodhicitta, and the six perfections, but we can also practice generation and completion stages of highest yoga tantra. It's only a human form, a human body, that is suited to the trainings in the generation and completion stages. And therefore, because that is the case, the human form is best for progressing towards Buddhahood, because when one has cultivated the stable basis and this stable foundation of the sutra trainings, the trainings of the generation and completion stages are the very quickest to achieve Buddhahood. Therefore, the rebirth we have is supreme.
Namening and Zuda, Sumigi, Hadikilia, Hornsley, Dunga Mevainza, the Hornsley, Hadikil, and the Mission, the Hornsley, Ben Tingin, Yavata, Session Wada, and Chasa, Yahoo Chadurua, Chisan, Nas Konduchina, Nas Midike, Chetung Tung, and the Ganga Mawa, Yavarua, Dineza. 내중계에 다 냠내 차와
Here further reflection is required, because whilst it certainly is true that it's a human form that's required to engage in the tantric practices of the generation and completion stages, one may think, well, if I'm as a god, there with such good conditions, I can train in the Buddha Dharma well, because we know there are god realms where one can train in the Buddha Dharma. And whilst that is the case, and as we've just heard, one can develop love and compassion and the six perfections in the God realms, and it's only Tantra that one can't practice there, one may think, well, let me get that basis right in a situation that's much more comfortable than what I have now. That too is a mistaken way to think. And this is because the God realms are so comfortable that very comfort, that very pleasure serves as a great impediment to the development of the minds of Dharma. This is because they have fantastically comfortable material conditions, long lifespans, and very few problems at all compared to us humans. And therefore, their mind is overwhelmed by pleasure. Whereas for us as humans, we know this is not our experience. When we look with honesty, we see that actually the suffering that we experience, whilst deeply unpleasant, has some great purpose, in that it's through suffering that our mind turns towards the Dharma. It's through our own experiences of suffering that we have an impetus to reflect on the sufferings of samsara. It's through our own suffering that we have an impetus to give rise to a wish for freedom from samsara in entirety, and thereby give rise to definite emergence. That is very difficult in the God realms. That is extremely difficult to give rise to in the God realms. And without definite emergence being generated, the subsequent realizations of love, compassion, and bodhicitta cannot come. So therefore, as a human being, where our lifespan is not only so much shorter than that of a god, and thereby leads to a sense, can lead to a sense of urgency through good reflection, but our lifespan is not certain, the length of our life is not certain, and moreover, there are many causes that can lead, or many conditions that can lead to a sudden and abrupt ending of our lifespan, such as disease, pandemics. And this too aids the cultivation of definite emergence. And definite emergence is a prerequisite to the generation of great love and great compassion and bodhicitta. So therefore, in order to enter a path, human rebirth is supreme. And it's for this reason that the human rebirth is called precious, and our human rebirth is precious because of the great meaning, the great purpose that is attainable for us. This is very difficult to achieve as a god. It's near impossible to achieve in the lower realms because of the intensity of pain and lack of intelligence. But what we have here as humans is the very, very best of circumstances.
ギニセーハンド、タバマトンでジミノ、サンベサムのランシンギンアン、シュシュケーバン、ジョママイビケーオド、ディネアジュキュラ、ランセディギゴレジ、ランギゴレス。タディネケバイナ、ディネヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤ 당한도 타바드 기든 토부도 선배 돈이 삼바 슈치무 두고엔 기기여바는 디스 둥아디게 삼 마다나 디고레 둥아 삼 마다베네 당한 타바세 토부도 선배 삼로데 기디 나가도 망아 슈기 투고에네 카녀베 둥아다 미 둥아다 스네 가솔리 둥아 둥아 삼 땅고 말고 다지 삼 나셔와데 나도 줄라 베네 기고 말게 돈에 쇼레 베네 밀리아 지게 Shenamin Oti Tangbone Dil Maro de Shenam Mugur, what is Shenar, Tishi, Ninjigir Dassin, Di Maro, Dondala Shigura, Tishi Dugmena, Shenam Oyomar, Pena Tamatin, Tamatin, Tang, Dubashibu, Dunir Dumbayo, Chigyuanjina, or Tamatin, Tamatin, Loala, Nigre, Chigir, Ninjigir, says, call a Shenam Wadu, they call Tamatin, Dunir Dumbadi Far Lost, and that thing may some be some Gigurwa. Then Gune, Tama Gune.
This year we've looked at a number of crucial topics. Now we've come to having looked at the sufferings experienced by all those born in ordinary beings born in the higher realms. And this is an incredibly important topic to reflect on. First, that the topic of what is meant by cyclic existence. What do beings experience what they do in cyclic existence? We start with the sufferings of the lower realms, which we looked at back in February, in the first two classes or so of February. And then we turn to our own experiences here as humans, our direct experiences and what we've observed. And we look at this through meditating on the threefold division of suffering as well as the eightfold division of suffering. And then we also look at what beings, other unseen beings, those of the demigods and desire realm gods, as well as the form and formless realm gods, what they experience. We do so repeatedly over a sustained period, coming to see that nowhere in cyclic existence is there an experience that is not contaminated. There is nothing that is, there's no experience of freedom to be found within cyclic existence. There's no experience that is freed of suffering at some level within cyclic existence. This we need to reflect on repeatedly, first coming to a sense of disenchantment with cyclic existence, and thereafter coming to develop ever more strongly the wish to be freed from cyclic existence, to break these chains that keep us bound here, to overcome this delusion that makes us think that the suffering realm is actually pleasurable. The more we reflect on this, the more clearly this will arise to us, the more transformative our understanding will be. And to the extent that we reflect on this, to that extent, we will start to lose desire for cyclic existence. And we'll start to give rise to a longing for actual freedom. And this will then turn us to, how do we achieve freedom?
We recognize that it's our afflicted minds that keep us bound here, so it's these that we have to eliminate. And then we turn in our meditation to how to do so. And here then there are two approaches to take, how to temporarily overcome our afflictions and how to completely eradicate the afflictions. To temporarily overcome the afflictions, we need to cultivate primarily ethical restraint, restraining our mind so that it doesn't come under the influence of the afflictions, and thereby our body and speech too is refrained. Here we use mindfulness and introspection to ensure that the afflictions do not dominate us. And this is how we practice ethics. And this is the crucial prerequisite to the other great training to temporarily free us from the afflictions, and that of patience. Ethics is the prerequisite for patience. So these are the two practices that are required. Then in conjunction with this, because this is what prevent these two, ethics in particular as well as patience, prevent the accumulation of new non-virtue. To eradicate previously accumulated non-virtue, we also have to regularly engage in purification through the application of the four opponent powers. This is crucial. Then, how to completely eradicate the afflictions, not just temporarily, but completely. In other words, their seeds, how to get rid of their seeds. This can only be done through the cultivation of the wisdom realizing emptiness, which cultivated together with calm abiding and penetrative insight. So this is crucial. It's the wisdom realizing emptiness that is it's emptiness that is realized by a union of calm abiding and meditative insight that has the strength to eradicate the afflictions and the seeds. But to be able to do that, we first need ethics and patience. That is the foundation upon which calm abiding can be achieved, upon which we can have the power of mind to actually realize emptiness. And it's through meditating, through these steps, on the suffering experiences of samsara, then on ethical restraint and patience, as well as the four opponent powers, calm abiding and wisdom realizing emptiness. It's through all these meditations together that we'll start to give rise to the ever stronger wish to be freed of suffering. And when this wish is uncontrived, it spontaneously arrives and remains, that is when we have a path in our continuum, the path, the mental path of definite emergence. So this is our plan. This is the plan that we have to enact. This is the method to attain freedom. And to the extent that we can give rise to definite emergence, to that extent, we won't engage in non-virtue because we will not want to suffer. We will have understood that non-virtue leads us to suffering. Being ethical will be easy. Being patient will be easy. Moreover, to the extent that our wish to definitely emerge from samsara arises, we will not be distracted by mundane pleasures, mundane problems. But because our mind is focused on this goal of liberation. So this is something that in the world people know in other contexts. This method of training the mind is known in other contexts. Those who smoke, I'm sure all of them recognize that smoking is bad for their health, but they continue to smoke. There'll be those who have the wish to stop smoking, but they continue to smoke. There are those who have a stronger wish to stop smoking, but they struggle to do so. They continue to smoke. And what is between these various stages is a varying development of wisdom to counteract the attachment that leads one to smoke. The wisdom also that overcomes the ignorance that thinks that smoking brings happiness. So this is very similar to what we need to do, that the approach that someone who wants to abandon a strong habit, the approach they need to take is to develop wisdom. It's wisdom that will lead them to overcome the attachment and the confusion that keeps them bound in this particular suffering. And the same with us. And this wisdom comes through meditation based on knowledge, looking at suffering throughout samsara. This is using our wisdom. So too, with other steps relating to ethics, patience, four opponent powers or purification, calm abiding, and reflecting on emptiness. This is our path that we all need to cultivate. And if we do so in a committed way, repeatedly over a sustained period, transformation will come. This is how I train, and it's my sincerest hope that all of you train in this way. And if you do in a committed way, I can assure you, transformation will come. And that transformation then serves to bring great joy to our practice and ensures that we put ever more energy and time into our practice. And we do so with ease because we now are experiencing that transformation. So it's my hope that you join me in these meditations. So thank you. We'll conclude here for this week. Next week we'll continue and we'll look at further ways to enhance the training of definite emergence, and we'll look there at the three higher trainings. So thank you very much.